You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas responding to the U.S. proposal to end the war in Gaza, saying they agree to some of the 20 points in the plan, but there are conditions.
Hamas says in a statement it would release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and, quote, proper field conditions are met. The statement says Hamas is ready to negotiate through mediators to talk details. President Trump said Monday he would give Israel his, quote, full backing to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas if the group did not accept his plan to end the war in Gaza. President Trump this morning in a social media post gave Hamas until 6 p.m. Sunday to sign on to his plan, or else he wrote, quote, all hell like no one has ever seen before will break out against Hamas.
ABC's Karen Travers. The White House in a statement says President Trump says he believes Hamas is ready for lasting peace. The president also calling on Israel to immediately stop the bombing in Gaza so they can get the hostages out safely and quickly. This is ABC News. In Texas, a judge is set to rule whether thousands of Dreamers under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA, will be reinstated. The ruling follows a years-long legal battle. In 2021, a Texas judge blocked the program.
This has all come to a head in the last couple of days, where we now expect the federal government in the coming weeks and months to potentially reopen that program. That means that the 500,000-plus people that are already DACA recipients could restart their renewal process, because it's a program that you need to renew every 2 years that gives you the legal ability to stay here and get a work permit. But also, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of other people potentially that could be eligible to apply for DACA for the very first time.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Summer-like weather will be felt across much of the country this weekend. Forecasters say temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees warmer than usual for the Midwest and northern states for this time of year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
And it's time for the 5 o'clock evening news right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Look for clear and mild conditions tonight, a low 62. Hot, sunny, and breezy tomorrow with a high of 88, with winds out of the south 15 to 25, and lots of stars and still very mild tomorrow night, low 62. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny, and our winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 87 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former dean at UW-Richland has died. Donald Gray died last Friday at the age of 83 in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don worked as dean of UW-Richland, where he appreciated the students and their humor, especially when they filled his entire office with balloons. He moved to Madison in 1988, where he worked until retirement with the UW-Madison Foundation, raising funds for multiple projects and buildings that would literally help reshape the campus for generations to come. A celebration of Don's life will be held at Tower Light Senior Living in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, on Saturday, November 1st from 1 until 2:30, followed by a memorial service at 2:30. Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. The poll taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk did show 58% of respondents saying it is always unacceptable to be happy about the death of someone they oppose, and 89% saying political violence is always unjustified. But the poll showed partisan divides. Among Republicans, 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing an Abortion Accessibility Act following Planned Parenthood's pause on providing abortion services in Wisconsin. Representative Lisa Subek of Madison says the bill would remove various restrictions but does not change the Planned Parenthood situation. She said the medically unnecessary restrictions put in place by Republicans mean that many providers are either unable or unwilling to provide abortions. Subek announced the bill Wednesday along with State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families have announced an increase in child care subsidies going into effect this month. According to a press release, the maximum subsidy rate under the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy Program will now be at or above the price of 75% of child care slots. The previous rate in 2025 had been at or above about 41% of slots. The change will benefit around 15,000 families by providing average savings of around $175 per month. A proposed bill seeking to crack down on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine healthcare providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. Attorney General Josh Call announced that Wisconsin and a coalition of states secured a court order protecting federal funding for emergency preparedness and public safety. Last week, the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island granted summary judgment in a lawsuit brought by AG Call and 20 other attorneys general against the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. AG Call and the coalition sued the Trump administration for threatening to withhold critical emergency preparedness funding. In the filing lawsuit, AG Call and the coalition argued that the conditions exceed DHS's legal authority and violate the Constitution because the programs in question were established to help states prepare for, protect against, respond to, and recover from catastrophic disasters, not advance unrelated Trump administration priorities. In the decision, the court agreed that DHS violated the Administrative Procedure Act when it tied unrelated conditions to receipt of FEMA funds and that the conditions violated the Constitution's spending clause. The court further determined that DHS made no serious attempt to provide a fact-based reason for its action and that the, quote, vague and confusing language, end quote, used in the conditions made it nearly impossible for states to comply. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recently received recognition as a Checkpoint top performer from the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Checkpoint is Wisconsin's voluntary hospital quality reporting program, featuring over 45 publicly available measures that reflect performance in safety, quality, and patient outcomes. All acute care and critical access hospitals across the state participate, reporting on metrics that matter most to their communities. These reports are designed to support ongoing quality improvement efforts and to promote transparency for patients and providers. Earning top performer status means TRHC ranks in the top 10% statewide in the following categories: birth, infections, patient experience, patient safety for all patients, patient safety for patients with surgery, and perinatal. One of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday that it is following guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will simply be rounding down all its cash sales to the nearest 5 cents. Digital and card sales will remain unaffected. CEO Scott Zeitlow says they want to make transactions simple and fair for customers. A traffic crash in Richland Center last weekend resulted in an arrest. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Sunday at approximately 3:50, the Richland County 911 Communications Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of North Jefferson Street and West Union Street in Richland Center. The crash involved a truck and a motorcycle. The caller reported that two individuals had been ejected from the motorcycle and were lying in the roadway. Responding officers from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene and immediately provided medical assistance until Richland EMS personnel arrived and assumed care of the injured. Richland Fire also responded to provide traffic control and assist with scene security. During the crash investigation, officers detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the truck involved in the accident. A search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in the discovery of 438.2 grams of marijuana. As a result, Jake J. Quick was arrested and tentatively charged with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. Action taken against a lead veterinarian at a southern Wisconsin dog breeding facility. The Veterinary Examining Board of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection took a unanimous vote Tuesday to suspend the license of Dr. Richard Van Demelen. Van Demelen was previously allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions, but the board held an emergency vote to suspend him after a surprise inspection found issues with record keeping. The breeding facility, Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, has been under scrutiny for years on allegations of mistreatment of animals. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. Citywide garage sales began today. The A.D. German Warehouse Conservancy will host a social time in the 1921 A.D. Lounge until 9 tonight, and the Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show is underway at the Richland County Fairgrounds, running through Sunday. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days will be held Saturday and Sunday. The UW-Richland Alumni Brunch will be held at the Phoenix Center from 10:30 to 1 Saturday. The Friendship Quilters Guild will host the annual quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 3. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp will be held Saturday from noon to 7, featuring live music and wine tasting, and the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. Sunday will feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at noon, 1, and 2. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of Adam Zirbel, who unexpectedly died in the course of his work as a forester at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on Monday, September 22nd, at the age of 48.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43 of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43 of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Mike Anderson, 60 of Rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Mike Anderson, 60 of Rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Chelsea Deckert and Travis Bushley had a daughter, Elizabeth Lucille.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Extremely high temperatures are for this time of the year rolling across the Midwest. Readings running about 25 degrees above normal. Quite a few record highs established today across Wisconsin and surrounding areas. Tomorrow looks like an equally warm day, although a bit breezier tomorrow as the pressure gradient tightens up ahead of a cold front crossing the northern plains, so that stronger wind may make it feel just a little bit cooler, even though the air temperature is about the same. Still pretty warm on Sunday, but the clouds increasing with that front getting closer. That should bring us some showers Sunday night into Monday. Possibly a pretty good soaking, maybe a half inch or a little bit more. Not expecting severe weather at this point. Behind that, a much more typical fall pattern settling in with the air flowing in from Canada. Definitely a lot cooler. You want to have the coats and sweatshirts handy. Here's that forecast for tonight. Generally clear and mild. Temperatures cooling down to 62 with light south to southeast winds. Tomorrow, hot, sunny, and breezy with a high of 88. South wind 15 to 25. Saturday night, lots of stars and pleasant, low 62. Sunday should be windy, warm, and sunny, but then some clouds building in late, high 83, south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Showers likely Sunday night, maybe a clap of thunder. Monday, still some showers likely, mostly cloudy and much cooler. Lows in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-60s. Tuesday, sunshine returning, definitely feeling like fall. Low 46, high near 66. And Wednesday should be sunny, cool, and pleasant. Maybe some scattered frost in the morning. Low near 37 with a high of 64. Thursday, scattered frost in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy. Low 36, high 66. There is a small chance of showers Thursday night, with a chance lingering into next Friday. Well, enjoy that warm weather. Have a safe weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 87 degrees after a high today, which is a new record high of 89 and a morning low of 54. Yesterday's high was 86 and we received no precipitation. As I said, we just set a new record high today. The old record high was 87, set back in 1953, so our new record high is 89 degrees, and the record low of 23 was set back in 1974. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 39. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:39, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:02. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 87 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And it's time for a Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets for the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. The word this hour is pay. P-A-Y. And that's like, if he speeds, he's going to have to pay a big fine. So download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already, and go to the app and find WRCO and use the text button to text the word pay, P-A-Y. Good luck.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I graduated from Woodstock High School in Illinois in 1975. Recently, I traveled back there to attend my 50th high school class reunion. The city has grown and changed dramatically. The school has been enlarged. A second high school has been constructed in the city. And I was amazed to discover that I had graduated with so many old people. We had a great time reminiscing about the good old days and remembering the things we did when we were young and seemingly invincible. Like every person, we did many things we later regretted. I'm very glad, however, that the lives of many of my classmates were turned around after high school by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But as we talked about all the things we did during high school that were not godly things, I'm so glad those days are behind us, and I have been forgiven for those transgressions. Our sins of the past that are forgiven have also been expunged from our record, but so often Satan seems to keep bringing them up in the remembrance to tempt, deceive, condemn, and defeat us. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Yes, we should learn from history and from our mistakes. If we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. But we can move past the condemnation of our past through the power of the Holy Spirit's cleansing in us. Let's rise up into the best that Jesus has for us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at tonight's football action, here's Phil Nee.
Kickapoo is celebrating homecoming this weekend. Kickapoo Lafarge plays Wanewoc Weston tonight in Viola, DeSoto at Belmont, and Wisconsin Heights at Monticello in eight-player football. In 11-player action, Viroqua's at Luther and Westby at Aquinas, Reedsburg at La Crosse Logan, Mauston at Wisconsin Dells. In the SWAL, Fenimore at Cuba City, Lodi at Darlington, Southwestern East Dubuque is at Mineral Point, Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg at Belleville. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton at Bangor, Brookwood at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Nisida. And in the Six Rivers, River Ridge at Iowa Grant, Potosi Cassville at Waseca Seneca, and Boscobel is at Riverdale for the annual Chieftain homecoming game. Here is Coach Jeff Johnson of Riverdale.
Similar to Peck, Argyle, they pass the ball a lot. They're multiple, so many different formations. But really, when it comes down to it, they're only running a few pass concepts out of a lot of different formations. We just have to adjust and play our game.
Riverdale hosting Boscobel, kickoff time 7 o'clock at Pickering Park. In the Southwest Conference, Broadhead Judah at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at New Glarus, River Valley is at Platteville. Here's River Valley coach Tyler McLean.
First and foremost, when you look at their offense, they can score. They got a lot of good athletes on that side of the ball. They utilize them very well. Offensively, they can put up a lot of points. Defensively, they've shown some moments of some excellence as well, but they've also given some points as well. They've been in a lot of shootouts. Again, we're kind of just expecting to do our job both offensively and defensively. Defensively, trying to sort that out as much as we can. And offensively, just putting up as many points as we can.
And tonight in Richland Center, the Hornets play host to Dodgeville. Coach Andrew Troxell has preached all week long about focusing on the game.
I mean, that was the message right out of the gate on Monday when we had the kids, is that, you know, there's a lot of activities going on, you know, throughout the school and around the community. And at the end of the day, though, the end of the week is about the football game. You know, that's what people come to see. And so we need to make sure that those distractions aren't a barrier or inhibit our ability to execute, you know, our game plan offensively or defensively.
Kickoff time is slated for 7 o'clock tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35. Then it's Dodgeville at Richland Center. Tomorrow, North Crawford plays at Highland. Blackhawk Warren at Pecatonica Argyle. And we'll have coverage on the radio featuring the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting Royal for the annual Bulldogs homecoming game, which kicks off at 2:30. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
A 3-1 Cub win over the San Diego Padres means the Brewers will meet their rivals in the National League Division Series starting tomorrow. This is the third straight year of making it to the postseason for Milwaukee. The teams were nearly even during the regular season, with Chicago taking 7 of the 13 games. Cy Young Award candidate Freddie Peralta will get the start for the Brewers to open the series. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at around 12:30, and first pitch will be at 1:08. Milwaukee's Brandon Woodruff won't pitch in the NL Division Series as he recovers from a right
left strain. The Brewers aren't closing the door on the possibility that he could return later in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy made the announcement today while emphasizing that this is completely unrelated to the shoulder injury that prevented the two-time All-Star from pitching at all last season. The lat issue caused Woodruff to go on the injured list on September 21st. The NL Central champion Brewers face the Cubs in the best of five NLDS that starts tomorrow. And the Badgers will try to take down heavily favored Michigan tomorrow in a Big Ten conference game at the Big House. Wisconsin is a 17.5-point underdog. Coach Luke Fickell's team has the top rushing defense in the country, allowing just 50 yards per game. The Wolverines are averaging more than 253 yards on the ground. Even though they are the underdogs, the Badgers have actually beaten Michigan six times in the last 10 meetings. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Did you know that one in five people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling, watching U.S. harvest activity along with planting conditions in South America. There was still some cautious optimism about face-to-face trade talks between the United States and China, but not enough to help contracts cling on to the periodic gains. November beans were 5.75 lower at 10.18. January was down 4.75 at 10.37. December meal was down 70 cents at 278.60. December oil was 39 lower at 50.05. Corn was lower on profit-taking, monitoring U.S. harvest progress while assessing yield projections from some private firms. Planting weather in Argentina and Brazil generally looks favorable. December corn was 2.75 lower at 4.19, and March was down 2.25 at 4.35 3/4. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City were watching winter wheat planting progress, while Minneapolis was weak on technical selling. Globally, U.S. wheat prices are competitive for most types. December Chicago was up a half at 5.15 1/4. December Kansas City was down 2 at 4.97. December wheat in Minneapolis was 3/4 lower at 5.59 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher with supply tightness waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business. Kellen Havigan has more on that in a moment. December live was up $1.02 at $2.34.50. February was 87 higher at $2.36.82. November feeders were up $3.02 at $3.55.42. January feeder cattle Friday were $2.55 higher at $3.49.72. And hogs were modestly higher on the higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value and contracts discount to cash. December was up 62 at 87.30. February lean was 85 higher at 89.30. Kellen Havigan has that look at cash livestock after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Cash cattle trade was sluggish on Friday with just a few bids on the table in parts of Nebraska. Asking prices were around $235 to $237 in the south and $362 plus in the north. A light direct trade developed on Wednesday with a few deals in Nebraska at $360 on addressed basis, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef closed mixed choice was 95 cents lower at 362.27 and select was 198 higher at 345.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 91,000 head. Cash hogs were nearly unchanged with limited buyer interest due to the movement earlier in the week and inconsistent wholesale business. Those prices have trended mostly lower over the past few days. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 20 cents lower with a base range of $92 to $102 with a weighted average price of $98.72. Pork values closed 95 cents higher at $108.30. All primal cuts except loins and ribs were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The chairman of the Soy Transportation Coalition says new investments into the Port of Houston could help expand market access for soybean farmers. Mike Caney says the improvements could increase export capacity for soybean meal.
Instead of going down to Mississippi or going to the East Coast or the West Coast, we can actually take this meal and go out to Gulf.
More news is next.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, bud. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
SCA plans to significantly increase grant funding for veterinarians who commit to serving in rural areas, and a former participant says it's long overdue. Lincoln Montgomery Rogers spoke about his experience during a recent listening session.
It's been influential to me. I think increasing the funding, both in terms of number of awards and the size of the awards, the funding hasn't been increased in a decade, and student tuition has gone up.
Variable yield results are coming in as harvest progresses around the Midwest. Brandon Walter, Pioneer Corn U.S. marketing leader, tells Brownfield that soybeans have been promising overall.
Especially given the lack of water that many geographies have seen, beans have performed quite well.
He says corn yields are all over the board. Legislation to delist the gray wolf from the endangered species list now awaits a vote in the House of Representatives. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer. Johnson Tractor from man to
lawn. Maximize fertilizer applications this fall. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An extension educator says farmers may want to rethink their fertilizer application strategy during a time of record costs. We'll have more on this topic coming up next with Jenny Burhill, Nebraska Extension Educator with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Jenny Burhill with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says research has shown that targeted applications using satellite imagery can reduce fertilizer by 40 to 60 pounds per acre.
What we've been encouraging farmers is to consider applying less fertilizer pre-plant and allowing, using like an in-season sensing technology to better manage the fertilizer in season than when the plant really needs it. And really focus on the efficiency so that at the end of the day, they're spending less money and they're also not applying more than what they need. What we've found is that the more that we can move nitrogen applications in season, the more efficient we are with our fertilizer. And the farmers who've been doing this, whether it's been via on-farm research in Nebraska or using companies like Sentinel Ag that's based in Nebraska, where they're using satellite imagery to determine what the plant really needs in season, it's been helping our farmers reduce their fertilizer by 40 to 60 pounds an acre. And then when you're thinking about not only the efficiency of that, but the cost of that, that makes a big difference as we're looking at input costs across the board being high. So it's something that we've been really stressing to farmers. It's a way to help reduce input costs overall by being more efficient with their fertilizer.
She tells Brownfield there are several variables like leaching that occur during the fall that could impact return on investment. Burhill says if farmers plan on applying fall fertilizer, the recommendation is 70 to 100 pounds per acre.
So we're not saying, you know, if a farmer's used to applying fertilizer in the fall or pre-plant in general, it's hard to just cut that out. And so we're asking, consider applying. In Nebraska, we've been seeing in our silt loam soils, silty clay loam soils, consider applying anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds per acre pre-plant. And then use a sensing technology in season to see what additional nitrogen and also the timing of that nitrogen.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
And it's time once again this hour for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. You have a chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword is pay. P A-Y, as in he really likes the job because it has great pay. And so all you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it already, you can find it on the Apple or Google stores. And all you have to do is find WRCO, go to the text button, and send the word pay, P-A-Y, for your chance to win. Good luck.
For somewhere wind, I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Start your engines and roll on over to Richland Center for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. It's three big days, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily, and it's free admission all weekend long. This is the 42nd annual show featuring classic trucks and tractors with a special spotlight on J.I. Case. Come hungry. The 4-H serves up breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Plus, there's a pie stand and a youth area for kids under 16. Friday at 9 a.m., see the truck drive. Saturday at 9, it's the tractor and ATV drive with people movers to help you get around. At 12:30, don't miss the threshing and sawdust scramble and stick around for the parade at 4. Sunday wraps up with Cowboy Church at 8:30 and another round of threshing at 12:30. Mark your calendar now for October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. Gates open at 8 a.m., admission is free, and the fun lasts all weekend.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The WRCO Game of the Week this week on Friday night features the Richland Center Hornets hosting the Dodgeville Dodgers. It's the Richland Center Hornet homecoming football game. It'll have it for you live following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff time 7 o'clock, and then football Friday night followed by the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Sports. Join us for Dodgeville at Richland Center Friday night.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Your table's ready for a full helping of country and community.
This old guitar has done a lot for me. It's shown me lots of places I never could have dreamed. There's a rocky side of rock and roll. It takes you everywhere, everywhere at home. If I'm in Mississippi and you're in Tennessee, you can still be with me if we keep looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same room. You're lonely where you are. I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon.
Silver lining to these nights alone. We got some making up to do when I finally make it home. I'll show you how bad I miss you. I'll pull you in close and kiss you. Till then I'll have to pitch. You looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same moon. If you're lonely where you are, I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon. Thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same moon. Oh,
lace up your boots and we'll truck on down to a knocked out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
There's fryers, broilers, and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve up those fine 8-beats. You'll want to spend the rest of your brights
down at the house of blue lights.
We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past the welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house of blue lights.
Just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house of blue lights.
We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like it should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past, welcome back. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house of blue lights.
There's fryers, broilers, and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve you those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Booty racky hacky sacky doo-wop. Booty racky hacky sacky doo-wop. You want to spend the rest of your nights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. And at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Oh,
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.